passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour has been a busy one. Zakai Ziegler earlier. We had Nate Oates on in the second hour. You heard from Seb a half hour ago from Austin. And 30 minutes to go before the polls close in the first bracket of the Feinbaum caller bracket, the Black Hat region. There's only one race that has not been called. The rest have been called. But there's one race between Augie and Daryl, a couple of Louisiana folks battling it out. Legend is up next.
My Black Hat brother. What's going on, bub? What's going
we
on?
We are doing great.
Woo! Randy! Woo! I tell you, man, I enjoyed you and Randy on the show Saturday. Y'all was great, man, on the starting line.
Oh, my
y'all
goodness. I forgot about that. I hope we didn't get you canceled.
No, not at all, man. Everybody loved it. A lot of people watched it. I've got a lot of great comments. They said they finally got to see what Randy looked like, you know. So
that was Randy's day. That's the first time Randy's ever been seen on camera on Legends TV show.
Yep, and you can go to, they just posted it on YouTube, so you can go to Kiefer and Curry and watch that. It's just been posted. Paul, I just had to say, man, I'm dancing, baby. I'm doing the tango. I'm doing the Charleston, and my favorite, the Jitterbug, baby. I'm dancing, baby. I'm dancing. Woo! Sweet 16, Paul. 3 out of the last 4 years, man. That's pretty impressive. What'd you say?
That's more than impressive. It's fantastic.
Man, we love you, Nate Oates, and really enjoyed your interview. Man, I knew the other night, I said, man, Nate Oates about to get a techno. That was the worst officiating crew I've ever seen in my life. I tell you, Alabama beat the Grand Canyon and beat a national tourist attraction and the officiating crew the other night, man. I said, that's horrible. Paul, he said something I thought was interesting. He said they are mixing these crews up.
Yes, that's exactly what Nate said. That's absurd.
That's absurd. They're bad enough when they're together all year. Now you're mixing them up. Man, I've just seen officiating decide 3 or 4 games in this NCAA tournament, and it's pathetic. You don't even know how to gamble on this stuff because you don't know the officiating crew is going to be a bunch of idiots and just cut the game up. I mean, I thought Grand Canyon was going to shoot 53 throws before that game was over with, man. But so proud of this Alabama team. For the first time, I've seen everybody on the team get on the floor. Get them birds on them knees, baby. I love it. Pringle, I see you. I see you, Nick Pringle. Got to have you. You know, Paul, this North Carolina team, they beatable, man. They beatable, man. I've seen them play several times. They beatable. You know, they done lost like 10 games this year. They basically a two-man team, you know, so they beatable. I tell you what, Tennessee got something on their hands with Creighton. That's a good ball team, ain't it, Paul?
It is a good team. I remember watching the Alabama-Creighton game earlier this year around Christmas, and they were tough.
Yeah, Tennessee got lucky the other night, man. I was pulling for them. For the first time ever, I'm pulling for all the SEC teams, and I'm embarrassed. Said it just stuck with Alabama, man. I said it just stuck with Alabama. Of course, I didn't cheer for Auburn, Paul. And wait a minute. I was just watching Cal Perry's press conference.
Hey, be careful. Don't choke too hard. I mean, you should be able. I mean, here's the problem. Knowing it's March, you should be taking some antihistamine, knowing you're about to choke away another season.
Man, the last 3 years I've entered the $1 million bracket, and the last 3 years I've made one mistake. I've had Kentucky in the Final Four.
I'm as gullible as you, but never again. Never again.
I'm with you, Paul. We are officially, me and you both, are jumping off the UK boat, the Cal Perry boat right now. We in the water, baby. We in the water, both of us. I'm through with you. Listen, I don't care if you go 34-0 in the regular season next year, Cal Perry. If you play Harvard in the first round, I'm taking Harvard. You're pathetic, dude. Come on, Kentucky fans. You are better than this, man. Let me ask you something. If this was the University of Alabama football team and we had a coach that went 15 years, four college playoff appearances, and one national championship, you know what that'll get you at Alabama? Fired three friggin' times. That's what that'll get you at Alabama, brother. Listen to me. You're better than this, Kentucky fans. Run his butt off. Get his butt out of there. He is the Nick Saban of recruiting, but he is the Mike Shula of friggin' coaching. The dude can't coach. That's the bottom line. You see it? Oakland! Oakland, Kentucky! Not even Oakland from California! I didn't even know there was an Oakland in Michigan! I didn't know! Come on, man! Oakland! Run his ass off. You deserve... Why am I more upset than you are, Kentucky fans? This is friggin' pathetic. Run his butt off. Now let me say something about one more team, Paul. The Auburn Tigers. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's just terrible. That's terrible right there. That's terrible. Let's see, man. Charles Barkley, dude, in your face with that cigar. Suck that cigar down your throat, dude. Suck it down. Yeah, I love that right there. Listen, Alvin, you got beat by 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD. You got beat by the Geek Squad. There's no excuse for this at all, dude. And let me tell you something about that Geek Squad, Paul. You call 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD, they fast. They get there fast, brother. They faster than all the competition. You got beat by a bunch of nerds. Nerds! The revenge of the nerds! That's pathetic. That's terrible. That's just terrible. That's what that is. That's terrible, Alvin. That's terrible. And listen, Bruce Pearl won Sweet 16 in 10 years. Nate Oates, three out of the last 4 years. There's no doubt who the best coach is. And, Paul, lastly, for all these folks talking about Nick Saban, I agree with Chris from Alabama. Talking about Nick Saban slipping. I'm going to tell you who's slipping. Your damn mind is slipping. That's what slipping, dude. Talk about Nick Saban slipping. Now, you slipping, dude. That's who's slipping. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Paul, who was the coach before Nick Saban got there? Who was it?
That was Mike Shula.
Tell him again, Paul. Who was it?
Legend. There was Mike Shula, who today is an analyst at South Carolina.
Mike friggin' Shula. Shut the hell up. Talking about the standard at Alabama. I'm going to tell you what the standard was before Nick Saban. It was pathetic. That's what it was. We was a modern-day Nebraska, a modern-day Miami, a modern-day Auburn. Mike friggin' Shula. Nick Saban brought us back from the pit of hell, back to the mountaintop. You the one slipping with your mentally deranged ass coming on here talking about Nick Saban slipping. Nah, you slipping, brother, and you done slipped and bumped your head. The Nick Saban of the Fine Bomb Show has left the damn building.
Felix is up next. Hello, Felix.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
I called earlier, and I was calling to apologize because I did the I'm in, War Gunner and all that kind of stuff. And then I heard him call in after that, and he seemed like he was kind of upset. So I don't know. I don't want one of the greatest fine ball
callers. Felix, don't you worry about it. I'm in just having a bad time for whatever reason. I don't know what reason that is, but thanks for being so patient. Swamp Dog.
Hello,
dog.
Mr. Paul.
Go ahead, dog. You there?
Well, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about I-Man. That's what I want to talk to you about. There's something wrong with I-Man. I don't know what it is. He used to be one of my favorite callers. We diagnosed him with Sabanitis a while back. Between the call, between you and me, we came up with that diagnosis, and he said he didn't have it today. I heard him say that, but he obviously does, and I don't know what. You said there's no cure for it. Apparently there's not. Saban's not even there anymore. but he will not let it go. I tried to get the man to talk about music. You said he'd never do that because his disease is incurable.
Yeah, listen, I mean, sadly, dog, there are diseases that there's nothing you can do about. That's one of the mysteries of medicine. And I-Man, no cure for Sabinitis. And you know what makes Sabinitis worse? You ever had like an itch and you keep itching it and it gets redder and redder? Same thing with Sabinitis. The more you complain about it, the worse it infests your body. I-Man is just eaten up with Sabinitis. We're back right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have all of you here. And Peacock is up next in Alabama. Hello, Peacock.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, bud?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm an Alabama boy, of course, but I spent a little time in Kentucky. And the thing about Calipari that just is don't sit well with me is just his arrogance. And what he says, you know, just like after he lost the game, he wants to throw the excuse out there. Well, we're a young team. Dude, you've been recruiting one and done your whole Kentucky career. And it's like, he don't want to own anything. And if you're the head coach, you need to sit up there and own it, you know. And what's your take on that, Paul? I mean, how do you take him from?
I think for somebody who has always considered himself a master of the media and has been, I think what he did yesterday was really sad because he just brought out and regurgitated the same tired verse of the same pathetic song that nobody wants to hear.
Exactly. Paul, I have to ask you too. I met a friend of mine who knows you, and it's Mr. Darren Patterson. He's a writer and used to write for Detroit Lions. Do you recall him?
Oh, I sure do. I'm really glad to hear his name. How's he doing?
He is doing excellent. And I don't know if you've heard of the Clotilda in Mobile.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
He is heading that up. He's a super guy. When he told me he knew you, I was like, boy, I love Paul, and he listens to you all the time.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, you give him my best, and hopefully we can reconnect. I have not seen him in, in a while. Hey, thank you very, very much for bringing him up. I know Darren well. John is up next. I know him pretty well as well. John in St. Louis.
Hello, hey, John. Paul.
How are you?
Paul, I'm doing quite fine. I was going to ask you, are you live streaming or are you on long distance tonight?
This feels like a long distance call, John.
Well, it very much is, Paul. Anyway, I had about three topics to cover. I'm just going to kind of try to make them quick, Paul. But the first topic that I wanted to touch on is the most obvious one. The bulk of the callers tonight have been calling in to the show. And I like that Mr. Nixon thing up there right now. But anyway, they've been calling up and complaining about Coach Cal. Well, Kentucky fans, I think it's time. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. Yes. Coach Cal's winning percentage at the University of Kentucky is 0.771%. And my God, that's incredible. I'd love to hire Coach Cal at Mizzou. He is a fantastic coach. I don't think people realize, Paul, how tough it is to win an NC2A championship. So my response is to UK fans.
I don't know. Connecticut's won about three or four in the last 10 years since Cal has won one.
Okay. Anyway, okay. So that's my point on that. And then, Paul, the other thing I'm going to segue into real quick here is March Madness. Everyone talks about everybody's going to go dancing in March Madness, Paul. We're going to go to the dance in the big game here. And anyway, you need to survey. I should have called in earlier, but survey the callers about what the theme song needs to be for March Madness. Okay. And I had a couple of them.
I cannot wait to hear your suggestions.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I'm sure they're very 1968-ish.
Well, they're 1970s, and this is one of my favorite songs. You're not going to believe it. And it's a disco song. And it's by ABBA. And it's Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Very good song.
In fact, when
You weren't going to drop Hughes Corporation on me.
No, the Dancing Queen and two times I was married during the 1970s, 1974, and again in 1976, we played the Dancing Queen.
John, hold on one second because I was talking. Would you mind repeating what you just said?
Okay, back in...
No, I just want... I just verbatim, when you said the two times you were married, you'd been divorced, Dancing Queen was played when?
When I was married in 74 and 76.
Yeah.
And then also...
Well, no, that's not... what was the connection between Dancing Queen and your marriages?
Well, Dancing Queen is a great song by ABBA, and that needs my connection. Or you're going to bring it up, Dancing Queen by ABBA, by the way, who's a great band. Was the fact
the
matter
dancing
is, Paul,
queen,
is that
young and sweet,
it needs to be 17. There needs to be a theme song for the NCAA, bud. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the line "You're in the mood for a dance, and when you get the chance, you are."
Okay,
it's a terrible song, by the way.
No, it isn't.
So was that the go-to song for your missus?
Yes, it was. In fact, we still sing that in the car.
Okay.
As we're driving to Mizzou games. Anyway, real quick here, Paul. I know you're in a
hurry, do I understand you correctly, John? You've used the same song to woo several different women?
That and additional ABBA songs and Blondie. I like Blondie, too.
Blondie. The tide is high.
That's right. Hey, Paul,
I saw Blondie
here
in concert, John, about 10 years ago. It was actually at the Final Four. And I have to tell you, I was fairly disappointed.
Well, Blondie was great, 40 years ago, but you know, everybody gets old. Anyway, Paul, yeah, like I am.
Well, by the way, thanks for the heads up.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to end this real quick here.
Please.
I'm just going to, you had your caller list. You were talking about the Sweet 16, the Final 64, and
yeah.
People were putting their votes in. But I'm just going to have to tell you right now, I'm just hoping that you're not going to include AJ in any of these rankings. You know, I've heard AJ.
Well, bad news for you, partner. AJ is alive and well in the brackets. I'm trying to see where he is.
Well, why don't you tell me where it is? I'm going to tell you a couple things about.
Well,
Mr.
AJ is in the Squirrel Regional. He's the number two seed. You are not in that regional. You are over here in the
Paul.
Legend Regional. Excuse me, Piggly Wiggly Regional. Go ahead, John. You're on.
That's a good one, Paul. Well, okay, I'm going to move on here, but real quick here, I'm chewing up time. That is a disgrace, Paul. AJ is a mama's boy, and AJ reminds me of people from the 1970s, like David Cassidy and Sean Cassidy.
Sherry, she's the world. We is a word.
There
we
you
use.
Go, and it's a joke. And
No, you're a joke, John.
No, AJ is a joke. And AJ, let me tell you right now, grow up, AJ. Paul, over and out.
He did. I mean, I did like Cherish, though. That was a good song. Abba, Dancing Queens. Abba was okay, but Dancing Queens, not a song I would want to play if I ever got married again. Augie is up next, and we have some news. As soon as Augie hangs up, when this call ceases to exist, we will give you the final results. So, Augie, you're on the bubble here. You better make it a good one.
Well, Paul, if there was an abortion pill for calls, you should have given it to John before he made that call. I was going to say Jeff from Columbus, but after that last call from John, Jeff's a savant. I mean, I don't know what John was talking about, but
I think John, I hear him say that he and his wife, when they had sex, listened to Dancing Queen?
Okay, well, I think you threw the sex part in there, so your Purian interests are picking up.
Well, no, I'm just trying. He said that, didn't he?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, maybe I was imagining that.
Word. You know, Dancing Queen was a performer in the French Quarter. But anyway, Paul,
did he not say that?
Didn't he say he was divorced?
Huh? I thought he said that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But then again, when John talks, my mind goes into another world waiting for the ding. But didn't he say he was divorced twice, but yet he still listens to it with his wife? I didn't understand that. I didn't follow
it. Could be
that
it could be his new wife.
Anyway, Paul, didn't SEC basketball take a dump? I mean, come on. We got two teams out of how many? I mean, that was pitiful.
Well, there were eight teams to start, and there are two left, which isn't bad.
Well, yeah, but come on. Kentucky getting dumped the first round. Mississippi State getting dumped. Auburn made it one game, right? I mean,
Auburn lost in the
dominant.
First round, too.
Whoa, geez, it's even worse than I thought. Kim Mulkey, Paul, are you in her camp or out of her camp?
I have no opinion until I read the article.
No, despite the article, right now, where do you stand in the Kim Mulkey camp, in or out?
I am...
You're
uncommitted.
You're out. I know. You've made it clear.
Coming from my former background, I would at least like to know what she's upset about.
Well, let's say this article didn't exist or it wasn't in the news. If it was just any other day, 2 weeks ago, before this came out, would you be in or out of the Kim Mulkey?
I'm all over Kim Mulkey. I'm a big fan.
Okay. I am too. She's the best coach at LSU. By far, Paul.
No, I agree with that. I just when somebody rages about an article that we haven't read, nor has she, that piques my interest.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a hack hit piece, but you know, who cares? So why?
Who cares? Aren't you at least remotely interested in what the allegations are going to be?
No, I'm not anymore. Because
okay. By the way, Augie, do we have an update, Jamari? Okay, Augie, thanks for the call. We have an update. This was the only contested race remaining in the Legend Division, and Daryl from Baton Rouge has upset Augie. So Augie, making fun of the SEC, just got eliminated in the opening round. We are back. 30 minutes remaining after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tomorrow, pro days at Tennessee and LSU. A couple of pretty good players at both. How about a lot of good players? Larry is up next on a Tuesday afternoon.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Hey. You know what, Paul? I guess I'm in the bracket. I haven't been keeping up. Maybe I am. I don't know.
You're still in.
But, okay. Hey, check it out, man. I was at the boat ramp yesterday, cleaning up the ramp where logs blow in and stuff. And I looked down, and there's a snake, man, about 2.5-footer, right just next to me. And he was curled, you know, and wasn't straight. He was kind of curled. And I thought it was a stick, and I looked, and I said, damn, that's Iron Man.
That's funny. That's
no,
funny.
It was a snake, man. Scared the poo out of me, brother.
I just pulled my ACL slapping my knee on that joke.
Whew. I'll tell you something, hit a bit anything, it'd have been poo, because I was gone. Poop and ruin. Hey, them snakes scare me, brother. I don't care what color they are. But, I've been fishing a little bit. Hey, been doing good, man. I've been fishing, just got through bank fishing. You know, stomping the banks, walking. But too many damn rocks, man. They about to kill me. I caught two. But anyways, I like to take you fishing sometime, me and you and I, man.
Yeah, you know, why don't you and I, man, go out? And if either one of you come back, I might go on the next round run.
He ain't got no kahunas to go with me. And what does John give a rip about AJ? AJ's a better caller than you, John. You sound like you're in the deep depression, boy. He didn't get you a lot. But anyways, I was checking
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Larry. It's always great to hear from you. You check in with us tomorrow, okay?
Okay, my brother.
Woo! You got it. Whoa! Vance is up next. Hey, Vance.
Hello, Paul. Oh, God, this is another entertaining afternoon.
It is.
I got to take up for I-Man. I feel bad for him. You have declared him to have an incurable disease, have you not?
I'm guilty. Correct.
Well, if it's incurable, I mean, can you imagine the trauma that he's in?
Well, here's the problem. And most people who have, if you have an incurable disease, it doesn't mean you're going to perish. It just means you try to find ways to get through it. But I-Man refuses to accept that he has a disease.
Well, I mean, what's he going to do with his Nick Saban bobblehead alarm clock?
I don't know, but I think
he's
got to.
What's he going to do with the fat head on his canopy roof of his bed?
Well, you're confusing him with Legend.
No, Legend's great, but I'm worried. I mean, I think there should be more compassion for Iron Man. What's he going to do with his Nick Saban toothbrush?
Yeah, Vance, listen, I don't think Iron Man is getting a lot of compassion, though. That's the problem. Thanks for the call. AJ is up next.
Yo, Paul. I had so many different directions I was going to go today with my calls.
Okay.
From Tanner to some other guys over there, chap, weak callers. But I'm gonna go. I gotta park my Segway because, quite frankly, my Segway's tongue's hanging out here, Paul. And this John over here, of course, John, you know you would take calamari. He used to be Calipari, Paul, but now he's calamari. And John would do any damn thing in the country that he could do just to get an SEC basketball win for Missouri. I mean, come on, John. You're nothing but a wise guy. You know, John, I've come to get, maybe if you got calamari and you got that SEC basketball win, John, maybe you could change your favorite song for you and your woman when you're riding down the road to Macho, Macho Man. Because you give all those thousands and thousands of dollars to the university to lose their ass in basketball. But let me segue on over here, Paul.
Please.
You know, Paul, didn't I tell you that boy with a girl named Stacy? I told you something was sweet about him. He's got them crimson lace panties on over there. He's trying to give you flowers, Paul. The boy's trying to give you flowers. You know, girl, Stacy, let me tell you something, Stacy. The only thing that likes flowers is women. Men don't like flowers. But since we really need to change this caller bracket call-off or competition, change the name to the Briar Patch. Because I'm going to go ahead and give Stacy his bouquet of briars one time. You walk across that street over there, young man, and you get your daddy AJ Stacy with a girl down. Get him some briars over there, because I'm fixing to sweet your little old sweet tutu with it.
Thanks for the call, AJ. I guess that was a call, wasn't it? Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And hey, good to see you back in the studio today,
Thank
Paul.
You very
I hope
much.
You had a good time in Texas.
I did.
We missed you yesterday. But, you know, as far as John, I mean, who gets married to Dancing Queen? I mean, I don't get
nobody,
that, Paul.
Not a single sane person.
No, and if you're going to have a, you know,
I mean, there are a lot of great wedding songs, but that's not a good one.
No, no. And if you're going to go with the basketball theme for it, maybe Staying Alive, you know, because there's some teams having problems
yeah,
with Staying Alive. Maybe the BG Staying Alive.
I mean, the most famous basketball song was Kenny Loggins' This Is It. That was the theme song for many, many years on the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, sure was, Paul. Sure was. And hey, Larry, hey, I killed a copperhead last week. Snakes are out. They're out and roaming about. I'm
glad you warned me about that. It hasn't gotten warm enough where we are to see a snake. But what do I need to do if I see a snake there, Joe?
Well, what I did, it was crossing the road. And, you know, I go out.
What happens if the snake crossed the road? Why was the snake across the road, I guess? Hey, thanks for the call. John is up next. John, didn't you just call a minute ago?
Hello, Paul.
Yes, John.
Yes, I just called in and talked about ABBA.
Yeah.
And the Dancing Queen, but I'm just going to tell you, Mr. AJ doesn't have a clue, does he, Paul? I don't know what AJ does for a living, and I've talked about it before, but AJ is pretty much a clown and an embarrassment to your show. And quite frankly, Paul, I don't know why you continue to have people like AJ.
John, let me see if I get this straight. John from St. Louis.
Show,
John,
Paul.
You're asking me why I continue to let someone else call the show? Are you serious?
Well, why should you let him contribute to the show? And when I haven't heard the young man from Pittsburgh. He's your best caller, Paul.
Well, I'm not responsible for a 16-year-old calling the show.
Dominic is the man, and Dominic is your only caller who makes any sense, Paul. Goodbye.
Goodbye and good night. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.